Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance domination and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Let's talk kink resolutions as we go into this new year.
Oh, this will be so much fun. I love an end of the year plan. So coming up, we will have our top three kink resolutions, and we'll be sharing our own naughty thoughts to give you some things to do for 2020 to make it your year.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we're going to direct them in some of their kink resolutions.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So let's start off with saying what our own are. And maybe this will give them some, you know, some ideas, or it will certainly give them some ideas of what we're going to be working on. Because you and I have sexual bucket lists just like anybody, right?
Oh, I definitely, definitely do. I think for me personally, my kink resolutions for this year all kind of stem from trying something new or actually finding a different kinky community, some new kink friends. And I'll tell you why. One of the places I used to go to that had these wonderful femdom nights, they canceled them. Like what?
Why did they cancel?
The femdom group actually said, that's a lot of work. We can't do this so much anymore. So instead of me driving to Atlanta once a month, which just isn't going to happen now, I've tried to find kink in my own neighborhood, which is a little bit harder. So I think I am resolving to do that, to find a group, to find more kinky people.
You bring up such a great point about the difference between someone who is a fetish player in the kink community as a hobby versus us. You and I are different. I am so grateful that this is a vocation and an avocation, because we can engage in our passions all day long instead of being like that femdom community. This is a lot of work. I don't want to do it when I'm working at the bank all day, an 8 or 10 hour workday, and then I come home and talk to people and send emails and organize things for another couple of hours. I just wanted to say that.
No, I think that's a very, very, very good point. I had even thought about, and talked with my husband, Jack, because he loves these femdom nights as well. Just saying, maybe I could take it over for that femdom group. And then very quickly, that reality check came in and I don't have the time.
Right, because it takes a lot of time to do that. In one of the fetish groups that I go to, I help out with email, and it does. It takes time.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, so back to your kink resolutions. So the first one, like, find like-minded people and connect with them.
I think that's the biggest one for me. So, and this, I have really two. The second resolution that I have is to get some really fun sex toys that I have been thinking of and really enjoy using them. I want to actually get a lot more remote sex toys that I can control. And I want to have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, Miss Delia, you want to control the sex?
I know.
Shocked.
I know. Who would have thought? But yes, I'm resolving to do more remote sex toy play.
I love that. Can I steal your
resolution? Absolutely, you can.
I I think, well, we share so much. I think we can also kind of share these resolutions as well, because one of mine is more conventions and moving into BDSM education. Like we're doing the Weekly Hotspot podcast, which is definitely BDSM education. But I've also like discovered this whole community of BDSM educators on Twitter. I'm at Mistress Olivia One on Twitter. You are at Empress Delia on Twitter. Through this whole community of educators, they go to conventions. So I want to go and meet up with some of the people that I'm meeting on Twitter. Fascinating people. Interesting. Smart. Kinky as fuck.
It's very interesting to me that a lot of people at the end of a year will talk about things that they want to change. They resolve to lose weight. They resolve to get healthier. There are all kinds of changes that people want to make for good. So I'm very, very curious about everyone's kink resolutions. And how would you get started with that? What would you do?
Well, I think you and I love lists.
Oh, yes.
People can probably figure that out about us. We love lists. So let's break it down to 5 steps to achieve your erotic and kink resolutions. So step 1, I always tell people that if you go to the airport and you say, I want to buy a ticket, the person at the counter will be like, where do you want to go? If you say someplace warm, they'll say, where? You have to know where you're going in order to know whether or not you've arrived and how to get there. So the very first thing is identify your kink resolutions. Identify something that you want to change, improve on, explore more. Kind of like what you were saying, you're already in the femdom community, but you want more of that.
Exactly.
What kind of questions would you ask someone to help them identify something that they could have as a New Year's resolution for better sex?
If I were asking some questions to help people identify their kink resolution or what they really wanted, I would actually ask, tell me about your fantasies. What fantasies are you having? What are those very naughty, sexy thoughts that turn you on? Because if they can have that conversation with me, that usually leads to what they really, really want sexually.
That's a good point. In an earlier podcast, we talked about how people want novelty and adventure. I think part of being able to talk about fantasies is being able to talk with someone and even say, I don't know if I would ever want to do name the erotic role play or name the fantasy. I don't know that I would ever want to do this in real life, but it's hot as hell to think about it. So I think as we talk about these kink resolutions, we're not necessarily saying you have to come up with a game plan in order to do this in real life, because I think that the fantasy is also real life.
Oh, fuck yes. So many of my fantasies are quite a part of my real life. And I'll say this. There are some fantasies that either cannot be brought into your real life, either because I do have one science fiction fantasy that, it's very erotic and very sexual, but I know that that will never be reality. So yes, I see that some of my fantasies that I just know will never happen in real life are best served as fantasies. And maybe our listeners are the same way.
So I gotta ask, what's your science fiction fantasy? inquiring minds want to know. Mm.
So my science fiction fantasy, it all started because of a piece of furniture that I got in Second Life. It was an edging table, and it's very futuristic looking, sleek and silver. And the helpless victim is strapped onto the table, and I sit at the computer and basically program this machine to tease and edge his cock for any amount of time. It is incredible. And so I fantasize about that in all different kinds of ways. The moans, the screams, just everything. And that teasing and delay, that tease and denial, it's so very sexy to me. So that could never be reality, because there is not something that is a computer programmed edging table. I only get that in our virtual world in Second Life, but it's very real in my sexual fantasies.
So I'm a can-do kind of person. I always look and say, how can we do fill in the blank, such and such? You could actually do that.
Really?
With remote sex toys. Oh, hell yeah.
I love that.
Well, you've already got like a ton of fetish furniture, and you've seen my attic. I've got a ton of fetish furniture up there. If you put in, for example, a Lovin's Hush or Lovin's Edge, you could put that in someone and do the remote control. You could use a fleshlight. You could attach someone, tie them up on a table and attach them to a fucking machine. You could even have like a tube attached to the head of the cock going up and attached to their mouth. So when they come, their cum is pumped directly into their mouth. I'm telling you, there's a way to do this. We should actually work on this.
Oh my God.
That could be our resolution.
You are so fucking kinky, and I love it. I never even thought about the tube for cum eating, but Lovin's does have the Max, which is basically a fleshlight that is remote controlled. See, this is why it is so wonderful when you and I get together and start collaborating, because kinky fucking shit happens.
Kink resolutions need a sex plan. And you and I are planning people. You plan all of your chastity scenes. You plan all of your tease and denial scenes, your jerk off instructions. You and I are both planners. We are organized. We bring the best of, project management skills to our kinky play.
Yes, we do. It is so much fun planning for sex. And I always do a little management. You know that I love to have control over the whole scene. And if you are into a lot of kink, if you're planning it, it's fun. It's homework, I think, that really, really is going to be fun for you.
So let's talk about kink resolutions and sex plans. Let's give some examples to kind of get people started. So it's different for each and every kink or fetish. Let's talk about a very popular one. Putting a man in panties, catching a man in panties. That presupposes that you have panties. Let's resolve that this year you are going to have at least a couple pairs of panties to play with when you call your mistress.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where you and I both can come in to help with those kink resolutions and planning for them, because I talk all the time about how to go into a store and buy panties. And if you follow my instructions, my tips, my tricks, my hints, then absolutely you will get yourself a pair or two or three or more of panties that you can wear this year.
After the holidays, stores have great sales. So not only will you get the panties that you want, but you will get them at a very good price.
Oh, yes, 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 you will. And think about something, another example, better orgasms. I don't know anyone who would turn away a better orgasm, right?
Right. We've never talked to someone who says, do you want a better orgasm? Nah, I'm totally fine with this crappy little whack and go.
Exactly, exactly. And it is that little easy, quick, fast, rub one out, jack off that so many people are used to. And you and I both are so skilled in the art of guided masturbation, and it is an art, the art of teasing, the art of cock control. We can really guide anyone to have exactly that, a better orgasm. I even have on my blog, begformistress.com, a program for intensifying orgasms. It's that important to me.
Are you surprised at how many people say, oh my God, how do you know so much about cocks?
I think that I just know so much about cocks because I am so fascinated with them, so curious about them. And I have a lot of experience in playing with them and teasing them, you know, on my husband, Jack, or virtually here online in distance domination phone sex. It's amazing. So I guess it does surprise me, but I can see why people would think, wow, she knows a lot about cocks. I'm a professional.
We are cock professionals. When someone says that to me, I just kind of shrug and I say, well, you've only had one cock. I have had thousands of cock. So, of course, I'm going to be more of a cock expert. I'm going to be able to tell you things to do or try with your cock that you had no inkling to even try.
Oh, yes. For a while, I was doing Masturbation Monday posts, and those were so much fun. Because it was one, a way for me to learn a new technique and introduce it to any of my blog readers, but also it was really cool that a lot of my blog readers had no idea about some of these sexy masturbation techniques, and they all did have better orgasms, more pleasure. And when you are having a kink resolution, when you are making one, it really should be all about your sexual pleasure and what you want to do.
Let me also say that your cock training programs have also been used to make sex better for the partner. Because if somebody is a quick draw McGraw and that release happens within, oh God, a couple of minutes or 5 minutes after going inside of her pussy, she's not happy with you. I don't care if she fakes an orgasm and says, oh honey, that was fine. She's lying. I'm telling you, she's lying. She's like, ah. And it doesn't matter if you're really great at licking pussy. If she were fully satisfied with just having her pussy licked, trust me, she would be a lesbian. She wants the dick. So you have to have staying power if you are going to have a fun, fully satisfying sexual relationship with both partners, you and your partner.
Oh, yes. I am so glad that you said that because I talk a lot to couples, to girlfriend, boyfriend, married couples, whatever. And I love giving that kink advice to them. And it might be that the woman does have an issue with his staying power. Well, you and I both know that we can work on that to help him overcome his premature ejaculation.
Or we can talk to her and say, you know, you don't have to put up with crappy sex with your boyfriend or your husband. You can have him lick your pussy all you both want, and then you can go get a lover who has a superior cock. Then everybody's happy. And going back to buying panties on sale, we can put the cuckold in a pair of panties.
That is fun. That is delicious. And that is so, so true. It all comes down to, I think, what you are planning for. And Olivia and I are the mistresses to help you make that plan to really up your sexual game this year.
A lot of people want to bring cuckolding into reality, and they want to talk about their cuckolding fantasy with their partner. So I think that's going to be a popular kink resolution that people want to make that into reality. I'm not so sure that it should be a reality for every person or every relationship. For some people, I recommend, hey, keep it as a super hot fucking fantasy. What do you think?
I agree. In fact, I talked over you a little bit and was going to say, I think that something like cuckolding, if it hasn't been negotiated or planned out with your partner, it's really hard to make that into something real life. So cuckolding, cock sucking, a lot of kinks, I think, at least to start off when you are resolving to do these things, it's best to explore them in fantasy. And I think that's where we come in.
Well, we come in certainly for the fantasy, but we also come in with real conversation about real sexual issues and things like the question of, are you sure that you really want to make this into reality? And then get people to really thinking, oh, I'm not sure if I really want to do this. But if they come back and say, yes, I absolutely want to experience sucking a cock in person, we can help them with that. We can kind of guide them. Here's some of the things you want to be cautious of. Here's some of the things to think about.
I think that's one of the ways that we really can help and give that kink and sex advice. I think it's important to have someone who has talked about your fetish before, who has had experience in your kink. And I think Olivia and I both are very well versed in most all kinks and fetishes. So we really can help you to take it to that next level if you really do want to enjoy your kink in your real life. Ask us how, and we will personalize a plan for you so that you can enjoy your kinks more fully.
I've also had conversations with people, and I know you have as well, where I say, you know, I don't think you actually want to do this in real life. Let's just keep it as fantasy. And then the caller actually gets relieved and says, oh, I thought I had to go to the next level. And I'm like, no, there are no levels. There's only enjoyment. Oh, great example. So this guy called for cum eating advice. He was cum curious, but he had never tasted his own cum. So he started a cum eating training program. Fast forward a little bit, he loved cum, became just this total cum enthusiast. And I said to him, I think you would benefit from exploring your bi tendencies. I think you might be bisexual. I'm completely clear that you love having hot sex with your girlfriend, but I think you might be bisexual. Are you open to talking about that? So we started talking about that. He eventually found a man, sucked his cock, became this total cum junkie, and loves sucking cock, loves gay sex, and has told me so many times, I am so grateful that you, meaning me, suggested that I try this in real life because I never would have thought that sex in my 50s would have been way hotter than sex in my 20s. He's thrilled and he's still with his girlfriend. She knows all of this and he's still with her.
Oh my God, that is so, so fabulous for him. How wonderful. I think too, kind of doing the opposite of that, it is okay to have a fantasy as your kink resolution. And I want to talk about that just a little bit. I speak to someone who is married with a family, but more than anything, he wants his body to change. He's, I want to say 6'2", about 195 pounds, muscled, plays hockey, is into all kinds of sports. But in his fantasy, he wants to be 5'2 or 3, very slender, with big breasts, a curvy figure. And he just really is fascinated with that look. Now, he could never bring that into his real life. So there might be those things like that that come up where you just know that you need a fantasy, and that is okay.
Like a giantess fantasy. I love giantess scenes. Now, I'm 5'10 in bare feet. So I am, in fact, tall, but I'm not the 50-foot tall woman.
Oh, right? Yes.
The way the brain works, a well-crafted fantasy is as real or more real than something happening to you right in front of your eyes. It's interesting. Have you had phone calls that are hotter than some of your BDSM and kink fetish play at a convention, for example?
Oh, absolutely. And it's so amazing that you bring that up. I'm thinking about a couple of different calls and how they just kind of go in a direction that they could not go in with the rules and restrictions in a lot of different fetish conventions and play parties. And I was also thinking about Second Life as well. If you cannot bring something into reality, but you want to make it more real, you can explore your kinks and fetishes in Second Life. I am in there. Mistress Olivia is in there. And a lot of LDW Enchantrix mistresses are actually in Second Life and playing. And you had just brought up giantess fantasies. Well, there are worlds that you can go into in Second Life where it is set up for that. And your avatar is tiny. And my avatar is huge. The perspective is absolutely incredible. And there are a lot of fantasies. Think about feminization. You might not.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You might not be able to have the body that you want in real life just due to your own genetics and biology. But you can create your avatar that you absolutely relate to in such an amazing and personal way. My avatar is me. I care about what she looks like, what she wears. And it happens. You just identify with your character. So that is another option to creating a fantasy for yourself. There are a lot of different ways, a lot of different places where you can play to make things more real for you, even if they have to stay a fantasy.
Perfect example of that. I'm glad that you brought up Second Life. We did an interview with a crossdresser, yes, Yvonne, and she got into Second Life, and I helped her with her avatar clothes. And I will never forget the first time that she saw herself moving in that virtual world in a wedding gown that moved, and her hair moved, and her gestures, and she and I danced, and both of us, she was in a wedding gown, I was in a wedding gown, and she started crying.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I've never seen myself. This feels real. I've never seen myself like this before. So I think that's a great example. I'm glad you
Me
said
too.
That. If you want help setting up in Second Life, in the virtual world, Ms. Delia is actually the best one to talk to. She's better with some of the technical stuff than I am. I'll be honest. I go to Ms. Delia and I say, how do I do this? And she'll always help me. So get with Ms. Delia. Her email is delia@enchantrixempire.com. So get with her, and she can help you set you up in Second Life. And think of us. Each mistress is your kink resolutions coach. You've got Delia's email. My email is olivia@enchantrixempire.com. We're both on Twitter. I'm at Mistress Olivia 1. Delia is at Empress Delia. And we've got all kinds of sites to check your progress, ways for you to do various things. I mean, we're great at tweaking your personalized plan, creating it and then tweaking it, right, Delia?
Oh, absolutely. And I will be honest, I love planning. I always say if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So for me, creating a plan, a checklist, a wonderful Excel spreadsheet, anything to track you, oh my goodness, I could do that all day long. It's that much fun. I love being a kink resolutions coach.
And you're starting to post a lot of things on our new site, phonesexassignments.com. I haven't posted anything there. I have to actually get with you so you tell me how to do a PDF.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have, I think, 4 or 5 masturbation assignments up there already. And I am actually working on some sissy calendars that should be coming up very fucking soon.
Mm. You know what? You and I should do some hotspot calendars and assignments. So, for example, if we do a tease and denial hotspot, we do some masturbation assignments on phone sex assignments. If we do a feminization podcast, we've got some feminization assignments. We should totally do that together.
I think I can sense a plan in progress. Oh, yes.
All right. This is going to be our number one of all of the kink resolutions. This is going to be our number one resolution.
Do you see how that happened? Recording this podcast, the idea struck us, and now we have a fucking wonderful kink resolution together. Assignments on, oh my goodness, phonesexassignments.com.
This is perfect. Follow us on our blogs. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. Delia's blog is begformistress.com. follow us on Spreaker, Cock Radio on Spreaker, the weekly hotspot, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And wow, Ms. Delia, I am so excited about these kink resolutions and going into the new year.
Me too. Wow, it will be exciting. So thank you, everyone, for joining us for the weekly hotspot. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We will see you next year and next time.